Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Sure hope that you had a great weekend. Thanks so much for starting yet another week with us here on the show. This is episode 1370 of the Be Our Guest podcast, hour number two of the 12-hour live show where we raise money for Give Kids the World. In the end, we raised over $32,200 for the Village down in Orlando. Great amount of money. Thank you to everybody who was a part of the show, who's a part of the Be Our Guest podcast community, who allows us to do this. We're going to put so many smiles on faces of folks that really need it. And I just can't thank you enough. And so today we take you to the Village, actually, with Pam Landworth. And she speaks about the magic they make daily, actually hourly, every minute down at Give Kids the World. So it's a very touching interview. We also take your calls, and you're going to see that we started this hour at about $2,000 raised. By the end of this hour, we're up to about $5,000. And again, right now we stand at about $32,200. So thank you again for your tremendous support. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by thewisdomofwalt.com. Two great books. It is, really hot here in the Midwest right now. So pick up a great book, some lemonade, and you're set. So you can go back with the original, The Wisdom of Walt, talking about how Walt Disney took his dream of animation and turned it into a three-dimensional experience. We could walk through at Disneyland and how, you can't just dream stuff like this up. You got to get the best out of those around you, how he inspired people, how he pushed himself. These lessons can be, put into our lives as well. So check them out over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Two great books. You also have the new book, Beyond the Wisdom of Walt. And if you need a little bit more, Jeff Barnes, you got his blog over there as well. A lot of great stuff going on. So check it out over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Also, don't forget, we're going to be in Indianapolis, Indiana this Saturday. That's right. It's the Indy Disney Meet coming your way at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds from 12 to 7 this Saturday, August 25th. We're going to be on the main stage giving away a Walt Disney World vacation, guys. And all the money raised goes to Give Kids the World. So make sure you're there in Indianapolis, just a little bit north. It's in Noblesville, Indiana, the Hamilton County Fairgrounds. If you're anywhere in the Midwest, drop on by. Come see Pam, Ricky, and I, and lots of other Disney folks from the community. It's going to be a great day of friendship, fun, food, and a lot of Disney talk. So come see us in Noblesville, Indiana, the Hamilton County Fairgrounds, this Saturday, August 25th, noon to 7. Again, raising money for Give Kids the World. Thanks so much. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. We'll be back again on Wednesday with more of your listener questions.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
So while Ricky's getting this done behind the scenes, we are now, again, after 1 hour of the 12-hour live show here in 2018, the 9th annual Raising Money for Give Kids the World. Our current total is at $2,718.
That is awesome.
Yay.
Rocking it, folks. Awesome. So the auction is live, so check that out. We're going to get to Pam Landworth here in about 10 minutes or less. So stand by, going directly to the Village there, but let's kind of catch up because I don't want to get behind on the donation list. Actually, Pam, do you want to take this? And Jillian was the last one, so move from there.
I would love to if I could get to the link.
I just shared it. It should be live now.
on the Facebook page?
Yes. It should be live on the Facebook page. If it didn't go, then
I go to the website, like the podcast website, I cannot see it. Like, it seems like there should be an app in the right corner. And it's not displaying right for me.
So no, go down to the post, and it's just where it says here.
I did not do that yet. Thank you for letting me know.
All right, all good.
Thank you.
Okay. Good.
It's in the third paragraph on the last sentence. Says donations can be made here. So we'll use that for now. They get you there, then just leave it open.
That's right.
So do you want to, did you get there, Pam, or do you want me to take over here?
You do it for right now.
All right. So we got the Wernert family. Thank you so very much for your donation. Said we love the show. Great job. We appreciate that so very much. Brian and Kristen Leporto, thank you so much for the donation. Amy Lundquist, appreciate that very much. Jackie Cowan, she's down in Houston, Texas. One of my great guests over at the Magic for Less. Thank you for that great donation, Jackie. Hope you're having a great day. The Gardeners, Oh, I saw four names. I got confused. Emily, Elizabeth, and Scott, and then Oliver. I was like, are they telling me something? I forgot Oliver's the dog.
Oliver, yeah, right? Yeah,
the doggy. I know. Yeah, Scotty G.
Everyone can have their pet donate.
Okay, yeah, it's cool. I heard Oliver likes Little Caesars because he's from Michigan. Anyway, Nikki Alexander, thank you so much for your donation. We appreciate it so very much. Kelly and Zach Warble, thank you so much. Go Lizards. That's right. Get out there and run. It's still, there's still, well, it's hot now, so hit a treadmill today. See, we got Ted and Kelly Mara. Thank you so much for that very generous donation. Nancy Turner, who is down in Dallas. Thank you so much for that great donation. We appreciate that. She says, thank you for what you're doing to bring attention and letting us know about Give Kids the World. Absolutely. That's why we do this. We love it. Ray Pilgrim, another Texan down there who always puts in the miles. Love Ray. He'll wear what I like about Ray is that he'll wear his costumes on his practice runs, which
I love it.
You know, so much of me wants to get one of those T-Rex costumes and just run around our small block like 62 times just to see if I'm on the local news. But it would probably be too hot. Probably. So Craig Mason, thank you so much for your donation. We appreciate that so very much. Tara, Kevin, and Lily, and Amber, thank you for raising money to help provide such wonderful memories for amazing kids. Go Lizards. I can tell you, I got a story about the Lizards, too, later on in the day. Kelly, with an I, thank you so much. Let's do this, Lizards. Mike says Lizards donate, and they're doing it. April Lopez, thank you so much for your donation. And Marcy and Michael Kirk, love the podcast and all you do. Go Lizards. Thank you so much for your donation. So again, $2,718 right now, this early morning. Actually jumped up to $2,768. Let me hop back in here. Neil Parsons, great donation, says thanks for all you do for this great cause. And Mike, for helping me plan a great Disney trip in May. Can't wait to do it again. Good luck today. Hey, thank you, Neil. I appreciate that so very much. All right. So, Ricky, we are closing in on 3,000. I got to ring the bell for that. It's pretty amazing.
That is pretty awesome. Yeah.
I bought this bell to ring every $1,000. So I got to ring it a couple times.
Oh, there you go. There we go.
We're at 2. We're almost at 3. You got to hit this bell just right. I was practicing last night and I was driving Pam crazy because if you mash down on it, it doesn't ring right. Listen. Okay, so that's not good.
Oh, yeah,
gotta,
yeah.
You just got to kind of tap it lightly. There you go. It's got a nice little sound.
There you go.
All right, so what do we have coming up, Ricky?
We have Pam Lamarth at 10:15.
You have contact information.
She always shares some great stories for us.
Yes, yes.
All right, so we have 3 minutes.
I sent you the number in our doc that you requested.
Ooh, this is so cool. We are rocking it here. I have the phone number. I'm ready to go here, so...
You do.
Yeah, we're doing it.
It's all good.
And Mixler's got a ton of folks listening over there, so I'm glad we decided to go with Mixler. Last minute decision. Had to buy the ultimate plan, but hey, it's worth it. We use it really one day a year, but you know, for 12 hours a year, but hey, whatever. We're having fun here and we could tune in. We should use this more. There's us paying the bill. I'm like, we should use Mixler more. And I think we might. And we got lots of folks here on Facebook. So hopefully everything's going well on Facebook and we appreciate it. So yeah, that wasn't a very good ring. I agree.
I know we need like a resounding bell, like a for real.
I know. I'm going to have to find like the blues horn or something when they score a goal on. I'll find that on YouTube and do that.
We have
a really obnoxious horn when we score goals at our arena. Yes. Oh, can you put the phone number back up? Well, hey, Jeanette, I will after we talk to Pam Landworth because that's what we got to do. That's what we're doing. So, Ricky, I'm going to call Pam. You can take it from there.
Can you do it? Because I am still doing behind-the-scenes stuff right now.
Okay,
sorry.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Let me type this in here. Bet you can guess the area code. Let's see. I got to do this.
Yeah, either you or Pam can interview her right now because I'm still working on behind-the-scenes stuff.
Right.
This is a tough machine here. I'm just saying.
All right. It sounds like you're calling a submarine on Skype. It's so funny.
Pam.
Hi, Pam. This is Mike Rallman from the Be Our Guest podcast. We're live on the 12-hour live show. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm fabulous. I've been looking forward to this.
Thank you so much. And we know weekends are crazy, and especially Saturdays. So thank you so much for carving out a little time for us.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
So how are things going with you? We talk to you every year, and a little update. It's good to talk to you today.
I try to believe it's been a year already. It's gosh, time's going by so fast. Things are going great at the Village. Had a wonderful year, more families than ever, and just tremendous support because of you guys. So we really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate being able to help out because, you know, you guys do, you know, we talk about how we are a Disney fan podcast and we love going down to the Disney destinations for the escapism and the magic that those places create. But I mean, what you guys are doing is real. You know, the stuff we like to do is make believe, but you guys are making real magic for real families each and every day. And for that, we can't thank you enough. And we're going to continue to support you as best we can each and every time we get the opportunity.
Well, that's awesome. You know, when you put it into perspective, there's so many people out there that just have this passion for Disney. And when you think that half of all children that are diagnosed with a critical illness, their wish is to come here. That, I mean, that's just amazing. And the letters that we get and the anecdotal information that we get, it just makes such a tremendous difference in their lives. It gives them a whole new perspective and kind of renews their spirit. So they go back and hopefully renew that battle against their illness.
That's awesome. So also we're joined here by Pam Forrester and Ricky Niblett here on our podcast. So Pam Forrester, I'd like to introduce her so she can talk to you.
I know. We got to meet Pam a couple of years ago, yes. And we remarked on how often we do not meet other Pams. So.
I love it. So hopefully we'll see you all back down at the Village sometime real soon.
Yes. Yes. Yes, we'd like to.
Yes, and I'm here too. how are you this fine morning, Pam?
It's great. It's warm out. I got to tell you, I think it's already 90 degrees here, and it's not even, it's just a little past 10. So we're expecting another hot one.
I just got back on Thursday from Central Florida, and I can tell you it was certifiably hot down there already. I can tell you it was blazing.
It's crazy, you know, and so we're just, but we're very blessed because the families, you know, at least when it doesn't rain, the families can go out there and enjoy the parks and enjoy everything that the Village has to offer, and got some great things going on there. We're very excited with the IAAPA convention. We're going to get a new ride donated by Zamperla.
That's awesome.
Called the Happy Swing.
Very cool.
I know. So they're going to gift it to us in November as part of the IAAPA Expo down here. And there'll be another attraction that we have at the Village for families. And, of course, it's wheelchair accessible. They've retrofitted it so it'll fit children of all abilities, which is so exciting.
Oh, that's, you know what? Because we got to go down there and visit the Village. And I was talking about how, you know, initially years ago, my thought is that it would be sad because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, families going through tough challenges, you know, and I know how I would feel if that were, you know, in my family and I had to worry about that with my kids, but it's a place of happiness. There's laughter, there's kids skipping. There's just so much fun actually happening at the Village. I loved it. Like we got to go and tour. I remember I loved the things I loved about the Village because, you know, I'm like a 12-year-old boy. Even though I'm 44, like I act like a 12-year-old all the time. I love the train set.
That's
like
good.
I was blown. I love the trains. I got to get a train for under my tree. I have a monorail, but I need a train, but you guys have the ultimate train set. And I also, we all got to ride the little attraction where you pedal and you get to go up in the sky. And I mean,
Lori's Magical Flight, right?
Yeah, and you got Putt-Putt. I mean, the thing is, I don't know if people understand because I think a lot of folks that I talk to, I'm in St. Louis. And so a lot of my friends don't get down to Central Florida and I tell them about the Village and how awesome it is. But I think a lot of folks think of the Village as a place to kind of rest your head, but then you go out and go to the parks each and every day, and you know you're not there very much. But what I noticed is, you know, you got the huge swimming pool that's kind of like a pirate ship, and putt-putt, and rides, and trains, and remote control boats, and you know, ice cream for breakfast. The thing is, the Village, you wouldn't have to leave. You know, you could have a great time there and never leave your Village.
Well, that was kind of the premise because, you know, I think the thing that most people recognize is what it must be like to be a parent of a child with a life-threatening illness and to actually be that child and the things that they give up. But the siblings suffer right alongside, you know, and they're often shuttled off to grandparents' homes or babysitters. And so think about, they get so excited, finally, you know, they're going to get to go on a vacation. They're going to get to go down and get to all the parks. And then they come down and the wish child, you know, it's 95 degrees and the wish child just doesn't feel up to it. You know, they could either be stuck in a hotel room somewhere or they could be at the Village where you're right. A lot of families just opt to spend a couple days at the Village just experiencing it because there's no long lines. There's it's laid back. They can go back to their villa for a rest. And, you know, one of the things we often hear, oh, I just don't think I could visit the village. It's got to be so sad. But you're absolutely right. It's the happiest place. It really is, because kids are just, you know, they're putting all that memory of their doctor visits and hospital stays behind them and just focusing on having fun and being a kid again.
Yeah.
No matter what your age, right?
Yeah. And it was so true. And the thing, one of the things I really enjoyed about the village was that everybody who was there fulfilling all the roles, because it's a big place. I mean, the thing is, I didn't expect it to be as large as it is and to have so many options, but you have volunteers that staff, you know, all these areas, and they're really, you know, you wouldn't really, to me, I didn't realize that they were volunteers because they were so knowledgeable about their area, whether they were driving the train or they were serving pizza or, you know, whatever it was, scooping ice cream. Everybody had a smile on their face and everybody was so welcoming. So how do you go about getting such great volunteers to staff this place?
You know, it's unbelievable. We fill 1,800 volunteer shifts every week. I mean, that's a staggering number to fill that many shifts every week. But if you ask any one of them, they will tell you they get much more out of it than they put into it. And I think there's so many wonderful charities in the world. Believe it or not, there's 1.5 million nonprofits in the United States alone. And they all have, you know, wonderful missions. I think one of the beauties of the village is, you know, a lot of times you'll give a check and you'll hope it's going to create, a cure for this or cure this social ill. But when you come to the village, you actually have that instant gratification. You see that smile. You see the difference that you're making. And I think that's all it takes for our volunteers is you hand a child an ice cream cone for breakfast and see their face light up, or you wheel a child onto an attraction who's never been able to go on a ride before because they're in a wheelchair and see this huge grin come across their face. Experiencing Christmas in July, because, you know, we celebrate Christmas every Thursday and Halloween every Monday. So it's those little things that when you can put that joy, you know, they say if you put a smile on somebody's face or you give a smile, you can't help but give one back. And that's, I think, what makes the volunteers just keep coming back over and over again.
Absolutely. We have folks that, I know my good friend Joanne, she goes over and, meets the families at Orlando International and kind of kicks off that experience for them. And I love hearing her stories. You know, it's amazing. I wish I lived down in Central Florida because I'd be there all the time. You know, it's just like, it's my thing. I love this stuff. But, you know, one of the things I also noticed while we were down there is that on the volunteering thing was that I saw groups of, it looked like high school or college students that might come down and do like a week instead of a spring break, or, you know, come down as a group. Yeah. So you also have that happening as well.
We had 47 colleges come down for alternative spring break over a 6-week period. And these are kids who, you know, you could go to the beach, take a week off and just go party or whatever, but they choose to come down. And believe it or not, they pay their own way. They pay their own expenses. They have to find a place to stay because we aren't able to provide accommodations. And they come down and they work 8 hours a day for a week. And that, and then you get the high school groups and the, throughout the year, and the church groups and the youth groups, and they come down just to give back. And it's so amazing to see them give up their time and share their hearts with these children. And I think they go back with a renewed spirit of, you know, wanting to pass it on and, you know, pay it forward. And, I think what happens when you see children like this who maybe tend to get bullied or ignored or, you know, just shunned when they're in their normal environment, you know, the more we can get people to see them and see that they're kids, no matter what, they're all kids are alike. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it helps them be more accepting and appreciative and inclusive. So it's just an amazing experience to see these volunteers come down when they could be doing a lot of other things. We've got volunteers from, you know, 12 years old up to in their 90s, and they just keep coming back.
That's so cool.
That's true. And one of the things that we saw too when we were down there was there was a couple, and they were grandparents, and they actually had a granddaughter who had been at the village, and then they make a point every year to come back. They explained this to us, shared their story that they come back every year to volunteer. And I remember hearing their story and just being so incredibly moved by that, because if you had a child that you were close with who had been there, you know, I think it would be challenging maybe to come back. I think it'd take a special kind of person to do that, but they were so happy to be able to be there and give back. And it just really warmed your heart that people can push aside their own emotions, their own mm-hmm. feelings about, you know, what's going on in their life, and do this. And it brings so much to their life. They were just so passionate about communicating that with us. And it just, you know, it's
and they're,
one of those
you know, they're amazing. They're, we get more guest yeah. comments about those two. I think you're talking about Papa Bear and Mama Bear.
Yes, that's who it was. Yeah.
We had this, they had a beautiful little girl, little Bethany. I'll never forget because I got a letter from them right after Bethany was there. And I just never forget. This was, oh my gosh, it has to be close to 10 years ago. And I keep this letter because it said, you know, our little Bethany went to heaven on August 9th. I bet it's a lot like Give Kids the World. And that's why they keep coming back, because they know that it was one of the happiest weeks of her life. And they just, they're an amazing. They come all the way from Colorado and they take their vacation every year to come back so they can feel close to her, but give that joy to other children as well.
Wow. And it was so, it was really moving. And like, when you think about all the things that you see on the news each day, right? It's, this is the kind of right. thing that I would love for them to hear yes. about, because I think it would just make people feel so much closer, or so much more willing, able to do something good like this, because it would bring so much to their lives. So anyways, that would be my little campaign if we could if we could do it, right? Let's have a good, happy story on once a day like
absolutely.
This, because there's a lot out there.
And talk about, we have this group, I don't know if we've ever talked about them before, but they're called the Mickey Maniacs. And they are from a small town in Cut Off, Louisiana. And the only way to describe that is you fly in New Orleans and drive an hour south, right? So you know you're in the bayou. And this is a middle school called Cut Off La Rose Middle School. And they're a group called Mickey Maniacs. And they've been raising money for us for 19 years. They start at the beginning of the school year, and they come down in May of every year and present their checks. And they have raised $972,000 for us. Wow. These are middle schoolers who have a passion for Disney. And because of that, they want to give back to kids who have a passion for Disney. Isn't that amazing?
You know what, because this is something that's lifelong too. And when you can start it as a kid, that you can see the volunteerism and, you know, activism on behalf of folks that, you know, that just need something, you know, and this is a need, like you said this earlier, it's not only a need for the wish child, but it's a need for those siblings, because many times they'll miss experiences because the parents have to spend so much time with the child who has the illness, which is understandable. But, you know, the kids around, the siblings, they, you know, they sacrifice as well. So that's the thing I noticed, was it was great to see in all kids, because I'm a former elementary school teacher. I taught for 17 years in an elementary school.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, kids are kids. You know, it doesn't matter. But, you know, they all want to have fun. They all want to goof off. They all want to, you know, toe the line and, you know, like, hey, if I can have that third ice cream cone for breakfast, I'm going to have it. You know, hey, that's what it's all about. You know, I love that you guys put the smiles. It's not just on the kids' faces. It's on anybody that's in the village. You're smiling and you're having a good time as well.
You know, I think one of the things I like to share about the village is it's just living proof that what binds us together is far stronger than anything that pulls us apart, because we have families from 76 countries around the world, all ethnicities, all religions, all faiths, and they come together. And you're right, kids are kids. You know, people are people, and the common bond, unfortunately, in this case, is a child with a life-threatening illness. But that transcends all the things that pull them apart. And if you could, and it's true for volunteers and our staff, it's just a microcosm. And if people could just see how it works so beautifully at the village, you know, it could work anywhere, because people are people.
Yes.
And I think that's what you see from volunteers, and it's just an amazing, amazing place to just kind of sit back and just be able to watch all the dynamics.
Yeah. Can I have a request, or can you bottle up whatever you're doing down there and just like spread it everywhere? You know, like it's in Central Florida, but how about a little bit of that here in Missouri? You know, like sometimes we could use a little bit of that.
You love it. You know, it's so funny, because, you know, I had almost 17 wonderful years working at Disney, and people would say, can you just bottle that pixie dust and just sprinkle it everywhere so we can take it back? And there is a special magic, but what you want to tell people is you can create that in your own environment, right? Mm-hmm. You can start it yourself.
That's right.
And
that's right.
That's what we hope happens is when these young volunteers, they see what happens at the village and they go back to their own communities and maybe they start something there. And, you know, maybe it starts a movement where people are, you know, much more accepting and just realize that we are all very, you know, we're all alike.
Yeah, that's
so true.
We love
the same things. We need the same things. And I think it's just a great shot in the arm for people to come down to the village and see it in action and hopefully it inspire people.
Totally is. It's just the best of humanity down there. It's so much fun, which is weird for me to say, but it's a place where it renews your spirit. You walk out of there. Like I remember, you know, we visited and then, you know, we stayed for a while. Then it was time to head back to the hotel. And I was a different person walking out of the village than I was walking into the village. You know, I was kind of tentative and hesitant at first. I walked out of there like, man, I needed this. Like, why? You know, I was just somebody visiting just to get to see the village. And I walked out of there just renewed and fired up for life. So you guys are doing a great job.
And look what you're doing now. Oh, look what you're doing now, because you did that. Now you're sharing the message. And that's one of the biggest things that can help, because you know, not a lot of people know about Give Kids the World. So the fact that you devote this time and attention to us and share the message, there's going to be people listening today who've never heard about the village. They might come down and volunteer. They might decide to go online and make a donation. You are just helping us get that message out. And
absolutely.
We really appreciate it.
We actually have a, she's a blogger from UMSLS, and she started coming down there to volunteer because of she heard about it from here, which is so fantastic. I mean, you know, she literally booked a trip and came down there, and her name is Christina. She said she was going to call later on to talk about her story, but visiting there recently. But yeah, she found out about Give Kids the World right here, and now she's right. Going down there and volunteering and stuff like that, which is so fantastic. So
yeah,
right, never
the
know,
ripple
right?
effects are amazing.
That's awesome. And we're just so pleased to be able to do this each and every summer. And we don't want to keep you too long here, Pam, because we know that you're busy. But can you tell people how, if they want to volunteer, since we're talking about this, what's the easiest way and what are some of the qualifications, you know, to get down there and get your hands, you know, involved in the work? Because, you know, scooping ice cream, it's work, I guess, sometimes. If you're, now, do your volunteers ever just scoop a little for themselves? You got to know that. I mean, I'm sure I'd have to have a little chocolate, too.
How do you not? I mean, I'm a good for breakfast. I
one
really,
for you, one for me. Yeah.
The easiest way to get involved is to go to our website, which is www.givekidstheworld.org, which is O-R-G. And on there, it shows, how can you help? And one of the ways is to volunteer. And you can fill out the application right there online. We do a background check on all of our volunteers, and but we have volunteers. If you're 12 years old, you need to come as part of a group, like a chaperone group. But you can volunteer on your own from, again, 16 all the way up to, you know, in your 90s. And it's very, very easy. And people say, well, what kind of a commitment do I need to make? And there's no commitment. We have people that come once a year for, you know, a day, or once a year for a week, or people that come three times a week. So there's no minimum requirement. It's just very, very easy to do. And then you can actually sign up for the shifts online as well.
That's easy peasy. And you get to, you know, it's a win-win. You know, the village gets some help there doing what they do. And you're going to be, as a volunteer, you're going to come out of that just renewed and fired up for life. So Pam, thank you so much. We've been doing this for 9 years, and we can't wait for next year for 10. We're going to have you back on, but
absolutely.
I can't wait. I can't wait to get back down there. I have to do it this fall. Maybe I have to schedule a trip.
Let me know when you're coming.
That'll give me an excuse to get down there. Cause I love seeing everybody. So it'll be so much fun. So Pam, thank you so much for your time. We're going to be here till 9 o'clock Eastern this evening. And hopefully we'll have a great big number to report to you later on.
Oh, bless your heart. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
All right, Pam, you have a great Saturday. Thank you so much for your time.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, Pam.
Bye, Pam. Bye-bye.
All right. Pam Landworth from Give Kids the World Village. Pretty awesome. Oh, I love Pam.
It is. It is. So that story, though, that I told about the grandparents, I will tell you, I still think of those people. It's hard to talk about them without really tearing up, but I still think about them every time I think about the village, about how passionate they were about being able to give back to this organization that had brought so much to their granddaughter. It was really just amazing and rewarding and awesome to see. And that's just one of the many, many, many stories that come from Give Kids the World. But that in particular was really just to be able to push past or make some meaning or sense out of that sadness that they had encountered, I think was really their driving force. So it was awesome, really awesome to do.
And Steven here in the Facebook live chat, we got chats going on everywhere. It's crazy.
Steven is amazing.
He was a reindeer in the Christmas parade. So there you go. I mean, what else can you be?
That would be a good job.
Yes, it would. Ricky, you'd make a great reindeer.
I'm not tall enough to be a reindeer. I don't think.
Are they tall? I don't think that's a requirement. I think you could be a short reindeer.
I'm kind of short. So, you know, I don't know.
That'd be awesome. And Joe Fickus in the chat says visitors can also volunteer for a single shift if you want to do that. He says his daughter and himself did it last summer when they were in town for their holiday and they loved it. And again, givekidstheworld.org/volunteer to sign up. So it's a piece of cake. Just go to their website. And donate. Lindsay wants to know how to donate, Ricky. That's why we're here. We're raising money for Give Kids the World. We're buying ice cream for everybody.
Exactly. Ice cream for you and you and you. So it's so simple to donate. If you want the really easy way, go to brguestpodcast.com. There is a link now to donate up in the top corner. So you say it says click to donate to the 2018 BR Guest Podcast live show. There's also a link in the other information of the text too. But so you're going to click on the link. It's going to take you to First Giving. The actual First Giving website is firstgiving.com/fundraiser/BRGuestPodcast/2018. So that's why it's a lot easier to click the link, right?
Yes.
It's really simple to make your donation. You're going to land on our First Giving page and you're going to scroll and you're going to see the green button. It's right there, right in front of your face when you land on the page. It says donate, right? You're going to click the green button. You're going to put in your information. You can put in your credit card information. You're going to choose your donation amount. And then you can put your display name however you want your name to appear if you choose to, or you can hide your name. You can make it anonymous. And then you can leave a comment with your donation as well. So if you have something that you want to say, that's great. You can also choose to cover the fee so that 100% of your donation goes to Give Kids the World. So just keep that in mind. Most people do cover the fee, but it's okay if you don't. That's fine too. So and then easy peasy, you click the submit button. It's done. Easy. It takes like maybe, you know, by the time you type in your credit card information, you know, maybe a minute. So unless you're like me and you know your credit card information by heart. So.
You know, I used to know mine, and I don't now because my card's been compromised so many times. It's bugging me.
That makes it a little harder.
Because I had the old one memorized, so now I get them all jumbled up, and it's like card decline. Like, what? Did I spend that much on my Disney vacation that I don't have any credit left? But yeah, no, it's I can't remember the number. Anyway. So,
problem, Mike.
Yeah, I don't want to look at the bill. You know, like we got home Thursday. I haven't looked at the bill yet. I can't yet.
No.
too many good meals, too much good fun. So yeah, so donate there. We've got a new number. Ricky, do you want to catch us up there? Because we're going to be talking with John from Intercot at the top of the hour in about 20 minutes.
Yes. So are you ready for our total? This is exciting, guys. I'm refreshing as we speak, right? So let's get this here and refreshed. And we have, drum roll. You probably can't hear that. Okay. Anyway, we raised $4,628. So exciting. That's awesome. So our goal is $20,000 for those who are playing along at home. But we would really like to beat that goal. And we'd like to beat last year where we ended up hitting last year too. So which was $30,000. But I'm always cautious when I pick my amount every year. So the goal right now is $20,000. So anyway, please make sure you donate. This is what we're here for Give Kids the World. This is the whole point of the day. So please, please, please make sure you donate. Click that green button and hit submit. It's going to be so easy. So did we lose Mike? Yep, we lost Mike. Okay. So let me, do Pam, do you know where we left off on the day?
No.
I looked up and Mike's
gone.
Up
and I'm like, he was not there.
He's not there. So anyway, I don't know where we left off on the donations either. I think you were the last one who did them. So
no, I didn't. Mike did them.
Oh, I remember we had the gardeners. So I'll start here. I'm probably repeating. If I am, I'm sorry. We have Nikki Alexander. Thank you so much for your awesome donation. Just a reminder, for those who donate $100 or more, you are going to be entered into a raffle to win a fantastic prize package donated by our wonderful friend Jeanette. So very excited. Trust me, you want this prize package. So go check out our Facebook page. The image of what you can win is on there. You might have to scroll down a little bit because we've been talking a lot all day, but it's definitely on there in the Facebook page. It's a fantastic prize pack, so that's good. We have Kelly and Zach Borville. Thank you so much. They are lizards, so yay. Yes. Ted and Kelly Mara, thank you so much for your donation. That is so generous, so kind of you. It's a weird thing, but I've known the Maras for like ever since I was in preschool. So it's kind of funny that they've found me now that I'm on the podcast, which is weird. Kind of interesting. So
that's crazy.
Kind of small world, right?
Where did you go to preschool?
I went to Land of Oz.
Oh, that's right. You said that before. I went to mini school. I went to mini school over on Graham Road.
Actually, I ended up in high school with their daughter too. So like it ended up, you know, it all ended up, but yeah, so me and their daughter were in theater together and stuff like that. So, it's kind of funny how all that works out. Nancy Turner, thank you so much for your generous donation. And she says, thank you for what you are doing to bring attention and letting us know about Give Kids the World. Thank you. Ray Pilgrim, thank you for your donation. Craig Mason as well. We have Tara, Kevin, and Lily Amber. Thank you for raising money to help provide such wonderful memories for amazing kids. Go Lizards. S, go Lizards. Kelly, she says, let's do this, Lizards. So you guys know, Lizards, this is a challenge. You have, you know, you don't have to donate, but the challenge is to donate for Give Kids the World. I mean, that's, you know, Captain Mike is calling you out and he wants
to donate.
That's not
me. That's Bankhead.
Otherwise, you're going to put him in Facebook jail again. Don't make that happen because that is sad. So.
That was sad.
We have April Lopez. Thank you for your donation. Marcy and Michael Kirk, they say that we love the podcast and I'll let you do. Thanks for everything. Go Lizards. Neil Parsons made a fantastic donation and says, thanks for all you do for this great cause. And Mike for helping me plan a great Disney trip in May. Can't wait to do it again. Good luck today. Our wonderful friends, Adam and Susie Robertson, thank you for your donation. So wonderful.
Roll Tide.
Every year they come up with something. So we're so appreciative of them as well. And we love you guys and miss you. I haven't seen them in so long.
I was just telling Adam, right? Man. I know. It's been forever.
Miss them so much. Anonymous. So thank you, Anonymous, for your donation.
He's a friend of mine.
Yeah, he's a friend of yours. Neil Hurd, thank you. Of course, we have a fantastic donation from the Forrester family. I almost cried when I saw it. So
I did a little. That's why I had to get up. I had to go.
It's a good thing I'm not sitting next to Pam right now. We
have very little to complain about. So
thank you. The Goff family, Steve, Sarah, and Riley, they said thanks for all you do for both Give Kids the World and BOGP. This is going to make me cry right now. You all are what's right in the world. So, oh my gosh, we're only an hour in and I'm already crying.
Stop crying. You're ruining it.
We have Carolyn Day. Thank you for your donation. I'm seriously trying to hold it together. Wayne Goodrow, thanks for so much for doing this. Great charity, great show, great people. Our good friend, the Herbst, Mark, Janine, Sophia, and Gabe. They said the show is awesome. Love Kids the World.
We
go
miss
Lizards.
Them too. We got
Pam,
to
Mike,
out.
And Ricky and Rock. So, and oh my gosh, my in-laws just donation too. I'm really going to cry. thank you to the Lochner family. I'm actually going to cry.
Yes, we won't say what Ricky says about our in-laws. We won't put that on the air.
No. So anyway, that's all. I'm going to need some Kleenex.
Pam, help her. She's at your house. Oh my God. Is she really crying? It's not even noon. It's going to be a long day.
Already, it's a long day already.
It's going to be such a long
Steve's
day.
Bringing tissues. Tissues for everyone. See, this is what you get when Ricky and I are in the same location.
You guys are killing me. Oh, mercy. This is what it's all about, man. You can't hide live.
I have to get up. I'll be back.
That's why we're live. You don't miss anything. Boy, you can't even edit this stuff out. All right.
You don't want to edit it out.
No, we do not want to edit this out. So let's see here. So I'm looking at the time. So we have about 15 minutes till we speak with John from Intercott. We shared tomato soup on a bench at Woody's Lunchbox.
We did get to share with John.
That was fun. So we'll talk about that when he gets here. But yeah, let's open the phone lines here. So let's watch. I'll make it all flashy here. So let's see here. Boom. Give us a call at 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. What's on your mind? Let's talk some Disney, because we're going to get calls all day long. We have a little break. We're going to open those phone lines up. So give us a call right now. Phone lines are wide open. 407-413-9395. So what's the studio audience doing, Pam, at your studio there?
There's some movement here.
Yeah, there is.
I will just say there's some rustling. I hear people up and downstairs. There was a flurry of activity this morning as we tried to figure out exactly how we were going to do all this. You know, it's weird. Like the first time you do something new, you have like your little set way of doing things, and then you do it new and that's all out the window. Let's just say that.
Totally.
So anyways.
All right.
But it all works out in the end.
That's it. And we have a caller joining us. Hey, who is on the line?
Hey, guys. Good morning. My name's Carlos from Baton Rouge.
Hey, Carlos. Hey, how's Carlos. It going? Good morning.
Thanks for calling
hey,
in.
Hey, it's going good. Hey, I love the show, Pam, Mike, Ricky. You guys are awesome. Podcast is great. And here's the question. My wife and I are going to Disney in January, adults-only trip. And I was there for opening day of Toy Story Land. And so my question is, my fast passes are coming up in November. And y'all know how stressful that can be.
Yes.
So give me y'all's opinion. Do I need to spend 2 days worth of fast passes on Slinky Dog? Or just one, because I didn't get a chance to ride it.
I say do Slinky Dog as much as you can. I love that coaster. It's so much fun. Hold on. I love it. What do you say, Pam? I mean, you were on a bunch of times, too. I want to do Slinky Dog as much as possible. Now, the saucers I could take or leave, but Slinky Dog's awesome.
I agree. And the thing is, the thing that we did on this trip, and this is what I suggest to most people, is I would do 2 days with Slinky Dog, and I would do one during the day and I would do one at night, because I think they're both unique experiences. They really were. And it's a great attraction and a long one at that. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing like comparing fast pass on based on ride length alone, I feel like this is one of your better fast pass spends. Maybe we should do a show on that.
Yeah, that's a point.
Fast pass return per second.
How valuable is your fast pass in terms of time per minute?
Okay.
Per second. But no, it just really is. And you know what? You're going to want to see Toy Story Land at night too. And you're going to want to see it during the day. So I think it's not a bad place. And the great thing about using your Fast Pass at Hollywood Studios is that there's some great attractions in that tier too. Unlike Epcot, where after you pick your one attraction, you're like,
oh, yeah, I don't know what to do.
Finding Nemo.
Close your eyes and pick something, because none's a good choice. At Hollywood Studios, you still have great attractions like Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror, things like that to choose from in your tier two. So I don't feel like it's a bad use of your Fast Pass, especially if you want to see Slinky Dog and night and day. So I think that's what I'm going to be doing for a while. Even though I had a great chance to ride the coaster a few times, I couldn't get enough of it. So I hope you will feel the same.
Yeah, no, that's great. My wife loves Seven Dwarfs, is one of her favorites, and I've kind of heard that it's comparable to Seven Dwarfs.
Yes. It's not for people. I think people who don't love coasters, I think one of the questions I got a lot after I wrote it was, does it have any huge drops? Do you go upside down? No, you don't do either of those things, but it's still exciting enough that I think a coaster fan will like it too. So
absolutely.
And it's smooth as silk. Good deal. Too.
Ricky, what do you think?
I had so much fun. I giggled the entire time I was on Slinky Dog Dash.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of a coaster fanatic. Like, I'll ride Hulk at Universal. I'll ride Rock and Roller Coaster. Like I like coasters. So as a coaster fan, which if you would have asked me if I was a coaster fan years ago, I would have said, haha, that's funny. But as a coaster fan, like I actually really, really did enjoy it. So I do like that. It is a very long attraction, all things considered, relatively speaking. So, and that launch that they have, it's not super scary. So you don't have to fear that. It's very smooth.
It's
and
fun.
It's gradual. So you don't have to worry about, you know, oh my gosh, there's a launch. Well, it's not like Rock and Roller Coaster's launch where it shoots you out at 60 miles an hour. It's definitely way more manageable. So I loved it. I love Slinky Dog Dash. I think it's awesome.
Awesome. Well, guys, I appreciate it. Thanks for your professional opinions and thanks for all you're doing for the kids today. You guys are great.
I don't know about that.
You know, again, the podcast is awesome. Just all the tips you guys give. And
all right. Well, hey, thanks a lot. And thanks calling in down Louisiana. You have a good day. Thanks again. Have fun.
Thanks, man.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye. All right. We have another caller. Let's sneak this one in real quick because I knew it was going to start ringing. Like, I hate that ring. I have to try to cut it off. All right. We're next caller from the 302 area code. Who's joining us?
This is Jeanette.
Hey, Jeanette. What's going on?
I wanted to call and thank everybody for taking up my challenge.
Yes.
They are, too.
They are. There's already 16 entries in the raffle.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Just, why don't you talk a little bit about the basket you've got? Because I know you've got some fantastic goodies in this basket. So tell the people what they can win. I feel like a game show host.
Well, yeah, you know, there's plushes, there's gift cards, there are pins, stickers, stamps, all sorts of goodies. But, you know, what's a challenge without a bonus, right?
Oh, there's a bonus. Okay.
I figured in true public television style, I would add to the challenge.
Oh, hi. What are we adding?
For any hour that there are 10 $100 plus donations, I will add another gift to the basket.
Oh, so you could have an incredibly lucrative basket coming your way with one item.
You're not kidding.
Per hour, so,
and it's all for Give Kids the World, which is just such an amazing place. I had a tour there myself, and it was just unbelievable. And I can't wait to go back and scoop some ice cream.
Oh, yes, I love it. That's so generous. Oh my gosh, thank you.
I even put it as a breaking news on the bottom of the screen on the lower third. Wait, there is a bonus.
Wait, there is a bonus.
But wait, there's more.
Right? Yes.
Yes. It's like Ginsu knives.
Yes. I love it.
That's so incredibly generous.
Coming.
That's absolutely right. Yes. We're doing great here in the morning. We're going to keep it going all through the noon and into the evening. So, Jeanette, thanks so much for powering this. Lots of time for folks to get in. It's an amazing gift. And so somebody's going to get this. And but the most important thing is you're no matter what happens, you're supporting the best cause. You're making a kid smile and a parent. You're lifting their heart. So, Jeanette, thanks for doing this. This is amazing. And like I said earlier, Jeanette doesn't do anything halfway. This is awesome. Get in on it right now.
Yes. Absolutely. 100%.
Have a great day, guys. It's been fun so far, and I'll be listening while I'm working.
That's it. Awesome. All right. Hey, check my
email.
Have a
good one.
Check my email. Just kidding. I got it squared away. All right. We'll talk to you later, Jeanette. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love Jeanette.
But wait, there's more, right?
I know. Yeah. Well, hey, it's right here. It, just in case we get any more bonuses, I have it fired up, ready to go. See, like, boom, there it is.
So,
anybody else has a bonus? Bam, you're right there on the screen. Okay,
I just want to give an update real quick. We are almost finished with hour two?
Two? And this is flying. Are you kidding me?
We've already raised $5,000.
Oh my God.
Hang on.
That's awesome.
Oh, so I just wanted to give the update. So
then when we raise the money, are we done or what?
That's what they're hoping. That's why it's coming in so fast. Like, man, if we hit 20K, they're out of here.
We can wrap this up in the next 25 minutes if people really get on the ball.
Absolutely. You guys, that may be the biggest prize of all. If you donate $20,000,
12 hours later,
you get to stop this. You get to stop us, our faces. That's fine. Yes.
I could make a Cardinals game. It's like a 3:15 game. And who'd want to go to the Cardinals? Who'd want to go to the Cardinals game? We got smoked by the Reds, and it's going to be 99 degrees here today. So, thanks.
See,
thanks.
too funny.
All right, hey, we can sneak in one more call if you want. 407-413-9395. Top of the hour, talking with John from Intercot. Can't wait. Yeah, I'm going to have a lot of Coke Zeros today, by the way. So sorry.
That's awesome.
I know. I have the whole little mini fridge over there. I have the same thing Pam has behind her, that cool backdrop. I just can't figure out how to get it set up.
He's not smart enough to figure out how to put it up.
Well, I like my table over here because I got all my junk on
well,
it.
Well, we had our crew working hard
yeah,
on
I don't have a crew. Morning. That's my problem. You guys have a crew.
Then we're going to talk to right? the. We you got, could be here next year and be part have part of the crew.
That's what my that's what my daughter kept telling me. She's like, Pam has a microphone. Pam has a microphone. I'm like, it takes more than a microphone for this miracle to happen. There's wires does. Everywhere
trust
right
me,
now.
As the person who puts it together, it takes way
yes,
more.
Yes, it does. But she had it figured out. She when we were getting ready to fly home on Thursday night from MCO. She kept saying, there's a flight to Pittsburgh instead. I was like, well, get on it, and we'll just call Pam and tell her to pick you up.
She knows. I told her.
Kind of what I did. I said, Pam, come pick me up. So, I'm here.
Yeah, so that's pretty awesome. All right, so while we're waiting, Ricky, do you want to – so we're up over 5,000, so keep us up to date with the new donations before we go to
John. Yes, so fantastic. I can't even. let me refresh. I just want to make sure. So we have a donation from Amy Lane. Amy, thank you so much for your donation. Rose and Rich, thank you for your generous donation. We have Katie, Blake, Will, and Claire Holmes. Go Lizards, proud to donate to Give Kids the World. Thank you. Justin, Norlene, and Sophia, go Lizards. Also, just a quick note of thanks for the BOGP crew. You guys really are the best and so proud to be part of this community. So thank you so much. We are so happy. Like, seriously, we can't even say, I can't say enough about our community. Like, yes. I just want to take a little side 100%. Thing. Like, you guys are amazing and I can't even tell you how amazing you are. Like, you just really, really are amazing between, you know, the Lizards and all of that, that craziness that happened with that, the explosion of the Lizards and all the support that you guys give us at each and every week, who listen each and every week.
Don't cry again. Come on. You just cried 10 minutes ago. Stop.
Move it on. Okay. We've got Christine Sir. She says, go Lizards. Rachel Murphy. She says she's keeping Captain Mike out of Facebook jail. So go Lizards. See, this is what we're doing. We're
don't make him call you out. He will
call you out. Trust me. That's why he got in Facebook jail last time, Lizards. Yes. And then we have our wonderful friend, Donna McGree. So thank you so much for your donation. So, yes, we are moving and grooving. And it's an incredible day. Let me reset just a little bit. As a reminder, we do have our auction going on. The auction is, let me tell you, it's if you want something, make sure you go and you bid on an item right now.
Is that why my phone's blowing up with all these notifications?
It's exactly why your phone is blowing up.
It's like smoking. It is smoking right now. And I was like, what happened?
I have over 99 messages right now on my Facebook. That I haven't looked at because everybody is just blowing up on this. The photo album, making their bids. So what you have to do is you have to go to facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. You will find the album. That's 2018, BRGuestPodcast, Give Kids the World album. I don't remember the name of it offhand right now. There's an album. It has all the items that are up for auction. Each one is a different item that you can bid on. You will see the starting bid, which for probably now at this point, most of them have already gotten their starting bid. And then you'll see the sequential bids of what anybody else has bid for that item going down forward. You just type in the bid that you would like to put it forth for that item. And then you just watch your item through the day and see if you get it at the end of the day. The auction ends at 7:30.
There's some bargains here. There's a Fantasyland. And I just looked it up on eBay. I told Ricky I was going to do this throughout the day. So we have a Fantasyland opening pin set. This was given out to media who attended the Fantasyland opening. The pin set alone on eBay is posted for $150.
What?
That's right amazing. Now, it's going for $15.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
And it comes with a hat, too. Are you kidding me? So, anyways, I posted a link so you can actually verify and see that it's going for that much on eBay. Oh, my. There's another one going for $300, the exact same pin set on eBay.
So, see, you can make some money off this.
Seriously. And then give that money to Give Kids the World.
Exactly.
There's a few sets on there, and they're ranging low end $150, high end $300. So
see, you
I know, right? Yeah. So don't leave that money on the table, people.
That's right, exactly.
We have our first Big Brother reference of the day. Vicky says if Ricky was on Big Brother, she would be the one labeled as the crier, but Vicky says she would be too.
You know, this is the first year that I've cried this much so far. So, yeah, I'm just saying it's already gotten to me. I don't know.
No, people are calling for your mom to be the co-host. Come on over to the studio here so I can have an in-studio co-host as well.
I see. I can't see the comments. So
Your mom volunteered to co-host over here in the studio, and Angie wants her to do that.
So. I see. Well, Angie is my brother's friend. So
okay. Well, so Angie knows that. Angie okay. Like, see, I didn't know if people were making the connection. Okay. Well, now I don't know this. I'm just saying, if you come over, dress warm.
Angie actually has donated some of the LuLaRoe items that we have. So if you like LuLaRoe, awesome. You definitely want to go check out. We have a ton
of Disney LuLaRoe.
Yes, we have a ton of great stuff that you can wear on your next Disney vacation or just around the house, whichever you choose.
I'm not rocking my LuLaRoe today, but just saying.
That's all right. Bye.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.